Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than the depth below. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. Good morning. My name is Hiroaki Koike, working as pastor at Koga Church from 2020 spring. I have been working at the Koga Church for 4 years now. And in Joban Missionary District, this is the second time this service has been held in the past year. Because of spread of the coronavirus, it had to be stopped. First of all, I'd like to express my heartfelt sympathy for the damage caused by the flooding above floor level. The congregation of Koga Church is located in an urbanization control area, the bank of the Watarase River. It's clearly visible from the Koga Church, and there is no sewage system in the area. We are using septic tanks, so we are not stranger to a similar environment as here. I am sure there is still a lot of repair work and equipment to be purchased. We will continue to pray for you. And first, let me introduce myself. I graduated missionary school in my 34 years old. It was not so young. After that, I had worked at Shinfunabashi Christ Church for 10 years and Good News Christ Church for 11 years. And after that, I started to work at Koga Church. I lived with my wife, and I have two children who lives in other area to go to university. This morning, since many of you are meeting for the first time, I would like to listen to the word of the Bible with my own experience. I would like to praise the Lord's name that He rescues and uses even such people. First, I would like to pray. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. For For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Our Heavenly Father, may your name be hallowed. Thank you for the blessings of being able to offer this Lord's Day service this morning with each and every one of you, your beloved members of Tsujiura Megumi Church. Through my own experience, I hope that our Savior Jesus Christ will be exalted. I remember that you have established the church, the body of Christ, in this land, and that you have given us to carry on the work of mission and the church formation in this land, and I praise your name. May you guide us as a family in the Lord, so that we may work together in unity and cooperation to establish and raise up the church, the body of Christ. I will listen to the word of the Bible. May you send God the Spirit in abundance. We ask that you will light of truth in our hearts. We pray in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and is always with us. Amen. I was born as the first child in region of heavy snowfalls, and my home was dual earning rice farmer. My hometown is where the Chuet earthquake occurred in 2004, and my parents' house was also affected, damaged. The snow still piled up to about 2 meters. We have to live with snow for about 4 months during the winter. The sky is always gloomy. You can imagine that. And as many people who grew up in snow country, maybe patient because of harsh environment, I may be the same way. I first encounter the Bible when I was young, and at Nagaoka, city of Nagaoka, neighboring of Ogier. Nagaoka City is famous as fireworks town. I was a student and 19-year-old student. At that time, I was disappointed and disgusted with people and the ugliness of society. In particular, I think it was largely due to my love of Seicho Matsumoto's socially conscious mystery novels. Seicho Matsumoto is a famous writer, novel writer. In Japan. In his novels, he depicted with great realism people who commit various crimes in order to protect their own status and honor, based on a great deal of research. If I had been a If I had been the people of the novel, I could have predicted that I would have committed the same crimes if I had been put in a similar situation. The weakness and the self-centeredness of human beings who would do anything to protect themselves. This is exactly what I saw in myself. Then, in the spring of my 19th year, for some reason, I wanted to read the Bible, so I picked up the colloquial translation of Bible at the bookstore on my way home from school and browsed through it a bit. However, it seemed to be just an old story, and I didn't understand it, so I stopped buying it. Ironically, however, on my way home, I was caught in a street survey by the Unification Association. Have you heard of the Unification Association? It is a Christian cult that has now changed its name to Family Federation for World Peace and Unification. You may remember that in the early 1990s, there were reports of joint weddings of celebrities and athletes. And some of you remembered selling flowers and selling some flavors and under socks, handkerchief and seals and sometimes spiritual spiritual things. They sold. They didn't know why they are wrong. They doesn't know still. Their way is not the true way. The person who approached me did not mention the Unification Association by name, but said that they were learning about the Bible in a youth circle kind of atmosphere. I thought it was just a good opportunity to join and began to study their teachings, assuming that they were biblical teaching. Everyone there was what you would call a good person, welcoming and good and kind. They are they were trained as they can do such kind of thing to people. I was young enough to absorb everything, and with my curiosity about the Bible, I became absorbed in it. Their leader, Bun Seime, who already passed away, I don't know who is the who control everyone with evil intention. I was under what is called mind control. Information control often occurs in time of war. Information control, for example, often happens in time of war. And it would be difficult what is wrong and what is truth. So mind control, the people didn't understand who is enemy and who is his side, and they believe outside is all enemy. They believe. Finally, as soon as I graduated from school, I began to devote myself full-time to activities of the Unification Association. After that, I was active in the Unification Association for almost 10 years. Some of these activities included illegal activities. And most of all, I educated many young men about wrong biblical teachings, which ruined their lives. Pastor Matsunaga was working to rescue such believers who had joined the Unification Association and teach them the correct Bible. Then, with the help of my parents and relatives whom I had consulted over the years, I was given the opportunity to re-examine the teaching of the Unification Association. It was then that I was able to carefully read the Bible again. And I read the Job verse, which I have read, and I was so surprised. Job was suddenly struck by very great affliction. Why does he suffer so much? He was suffering because he had lived righteously all his life. Then Job's friend, as if out of desperation, fought up the scene. Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than depth below. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. When I read this passage, I was greatly shocked and felt my blood run cold. I felt a shiver down my spine. I couldn't sleep all night, and I struggled because the Unification Association thought that man must be able to know the nature of God, to have divinity, and to release and comfort the God of sorrows. It was a terrible teaching in which man tried to become a God. I realized that because of such teaching, one could do whatever the guru wanted and even engage in illegal activities without fearing God. I believed. I realized I did not know the true God. I had been led to believe in the God that man had created on his own. So, truth is God comfort us. But Unification Association told us we should comfort the God of sorrows. I had to admit that I was wrong. This led me to continue reading the Bible voraciously. I became aware of my one fundamental sin. It was the sin of arrogance. I had developed the habit of living by trusting in my own abilities and efforts without even knowing it. I became aware that this contributed to my arrogance and resulted in my being deceived by teaching that what hurtful and blasphemous. In Japan, we tend to trust ourselves' ability, and arrogance grew in our heart. As a result, I was deceived by the wrong teaching. Along with the awareness of my sin, I also realized that I was the one who had to suffer the Lord's God's fierce anger and judgment. I was tormented by guilt, but I was forced to make a new start in my life to continue receiving the salvation and grace of the Lord God. And I met the verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Not by works. Christian cult tend to believe the work, not the faith. They should work hard to be saved, but true Christian works as respond to God, because God loved us first. Our devotion is the appreciation and respond to God, but Christian cult members need to work hard to be saved because they are evaluated by works. But salvation is grace, God's grace. So I decided to change direction from a life of pride in myself to a life owned by the Lord and boasting in Him. And I revealed my faith and I was baptized. At that time, I could not stop the tears from flowing. A light of joy and peace came into my guilt-stricken heart. After that, I was given the desire to go from a life of teaching the Bible incorrectly to a life of preaching the word of the Bible correctly. I was then led to a seminary, which opened the way for me to become a pastor, and here I am today. I am sure each of you gathered here has a testimony of when you were baptized. I would like you to recall those times. It would be wonderful if you could give thanks. I know that there are those who have not yet come to a confession of faith, but it does not mean that you have to have a spectacular experience like mine. Each person is led by the Lord God in different way. All I ask is that you read the Bible carefully and stay connected to the church no matter what. The Lord had promised you a wonderful life. Now, as I reflected on these experiences, I would like to share with you what I have been taught once again. God wants all people to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. Whether we realize it or not, the Lord God created us human beings and governed and ruled over our lives. That being the case, He has a plan to put us through trials over, even lead us down a wrong path and turn us around in order to bring us back to the true Lord God. Therefore, trials, tribulations, and temptations are not bad things. Rather, it is a problem of pretending to be something you are not and not facing yourself sincerely in times of hardship. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Psalm 119, verse 71. We know from experience, things happen that are beyond our control. In my case, I thought I was doing the right thing, but I was misused. The life that I have worked so hard to build up and tried so hard to build up can be negated. You can even lose your family and your home in a major natural disaster. Things happen that force us to pray. In such times, it's a time to turn to the Lord God. The Lord's guidance is there. And the ultimate temptation is Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. We are all guilty of trying to move the Lord God with our own power. Before we know it, when Adam and Eve were tempted by serpent, he said, "You can be like God," and this arrogance of trying to be like God is the root of all evil. How about you? As modern people, we are expected to be self-reliant. Does that mean ignoring the Lord God who essentially created us? If we ignore God, if we do not depend on God, if we do not pray to the Lord God and ask Him, then we are truly becoming our one God. You are always being tempted by the serpent. Walking with the Lord is the true independence. Are we not using God for our own gain to motivate others? Pastors are most vulnerable to this temptation. Pastors and the congregation need to be careful of each other. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. We are given grace and gift from God. Wouldn't it be rude if I, as a human being, rejected? That would be arrogance. I can understand why you might doubt. There is nothing more expensive than free. I understand the feeling of doubt, but think about it. You cannot buy what is really expensive, like water, air. We can only receive them for free. Oxygen. Salvation that we can get because of our good deeds or because of the money we put into it is a trick. It is false. The salvation that the Lord Jesus is trying to give us is not a cheap salvation. It is not a salvation that can be obtained by our own strength, ability, or effort. The Lord God has extended His hand to us. The one who is God became man and came to this world. That is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Why? Why did the one who is God forsake His one nature and come to us as a crippled human being? Why did He not avoid the way of the cross, but rather chose to walk it? It is because He loves each and every one of you. To love is to sacrifice. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands commanded already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Are you sincerely believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and living a life free from judgment? Are you on the path to eternal life? If there are any among you who have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I'd like you to experience the depth of God, which is longer than the earth and wider than the sea, the extreme depth of Almighty and the love of Jesus Christ. The love of the Lord, the depth of God, is shown in the Bible. If you hear the word and receive an invitation from God, I hope you will not miss the moment and respond, "Yes, I trust and accept."
And
And even if you have already believed in Jesus as your Savior, I hope that you will experience the depth of God even more abundantly and richly in your daily life of faith. I spent most of my 20s living in captivity to false teaching, and there were some times when I thought I had taken a terrible detour and wasted my days, but now looking back, I see that nothing is wasted and meaningless in God's leading. I pray that each and every one of the beloved members of Jujura Megumi Church will experience and witness and splendor of God, Lord God, on a daily basis, while firmly holding the promise of eternal life. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we breathe your name with all our hearts and we thank you. You are the omniscient, omnipotent, just, and holy God. Let me accept this sincere gratitude that you came to be born as a Son of Man in this crippled and ugly world. The Lord Jesus came to save this world. Each one of you who are being led here is truly an individual who is specially loved, not to be judged, but to be saved. Remember us, Lord, remember. Have mercy on your children whom you love. Let us make a new start in response to the depth of your love. In Jesus' name, who is always with us, who is our Savior, we pray. Amen.